Hi and welcome. My name is Ina Arenas and you are in the Office Dev Show. Today we have a special show, the second one of a series with our interns, and I have with me Toby and Elizabeth, who are going to talk to us about the work that they did during the summer on the Microsoft Graph Explorer. Hey, Toby.
Hey, I'm Toby. I'm a senior at Grinnell College, and I've been the PM working on Graph Explorer this summer.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth. I'm going to be a junior at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, and I've been the developer on this project.
Awesome. So why don't you tell us about the work that you're doing around the Microsoft Graph Explorer and some of the cool, super cool functionality that you're adding to it.
Yeah, definitely. So we've been adding to the Graph Explorer, which is a way of seeing all of the unified APIs behind Microsoft, a lot of different new features. We've been adding accessibility features to ensure that any kinds of developers with different skills or different ability can use the Graph Explorer. So we've added in functionality so that it works in high contrast mode, it's screen reader accessible, you can tab through the entire Graph Explorer as well as read the responses back. And we also just made a lot of new changes to the UI in order to increase usability.
So another one of the features we added is an autocomplete. This is really cool because it is parsed from the metadata, and what it does, it is allows users to be able to see the entire functionality of Graph without having to dig through the documentation after every call.
Okay, let's make a pause right there. Because this is something that developers have asked for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. The Graph is very big, and when they're exploring, it's hard to just figure out what is the next thing that I can call underneath a particular segment. So show us. Show us how it works.
Cool. Yeah, so let's say I just come to Graph. It starts that on me, and it shows me all of the different options that I could use under me. So let's say that I wanted to do my documents. Oh, it already like tells me that Drive is the next thing that I want to call. So I can run that, and I'll get back Drive. And then if I wanted to see even farther down, so if I wanted to look at my documents, I would automatically, it would fill in the root and the children for me.
That's awesome. So I can use the documentation, but I can also use the Graph Explorer to just navigate and find out and explore where
exactly.
It's available in the API.
Yeah, you
pretty
can now
cool.
actually explore all of the different data mm-hmm. that's there and the features that are there mm-hmm. as well.
Great. What else? What else do you have? Because I know you have a lot of things in there,
yeah.
So what else?
So some of the other features that we've added was reflect back in the UI. So now that we've done a couple of different commands, you can look back at the history. And you can even replay things from the history. So let's say I wanted to go back to me. It'll replay that command just by clicking on it. And in that history, it'll also show you how long those calls took, as well as the status code. So if it came back an error, it would show that error there. And it also shows you the method. So let's say if I was doing a different type of call, I could it would reflect back in there, and as well as having the body of the request. In addition, we've added it so that you can send your own headers, which is really useful for the new Excel REST API because you can pass through session IDs to continue a session that you're working in. You can also pass in your own auth token if you want to be testing on those features as well.
Great. And this is how do you do pass a header? Just basic key pair?
Yep, it's just the normal key pair exactly as you'd expect.
Okay, good. That's all of those are super great features. I have to say that the autocomplete by far is my favorite because you don't have to like go back and forth between the docs to figure out what's going on. That's great.
Well, we definitely still have one more huge feature that you might really like.
Okay.
So we've added in different levels of access to the Graph Explorer. So now you can sign in on all sorts of different accounts. And we also have allowed you to use an anonymous tenant, a sample demo tenant. So in the sample demo, you can just, all you have to do is it already is using it. You don't have to sign in at all. And it shows back in me already
oh.
right there.
Okay. So it's not anonymous. It is
no.
like we're using a tenant in Office 365.
Yes.
That already has been preloaded with data.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can, without having to sign in with your own account, you can use to explore.
Exactly.
Oh, cool. This is pretty cool.
Yeah. And you can just run all of the same commands that I could run on my own account.
Yeah.
So if you don't have an Office 365 account, you can just already play already and see what features are there.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's really, really cool.
So another big feature we added is the ability to sign in with Outlook Live Hotmail accounts. So using your own, you can see your own data. So here's my Outlook account, and I can go through and get any data like if I was on a Microsoft account. My photo, my messages, and it works exactly the same.
Great. So this is a new feature on Graph Explorer because the previous version only allowed, so Microsoft Graph allows you to access both data for work and school accounts and for personal accounts, but the previous version only worked for work and school accounts. Right. So you're adding the ability to also use the Graph Explorer to get access to the personal accounts. That's pretty great. That's fantastic. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how do you do that, Elizabeth?
So to do that, we switched to the V2 endpoint. So that allows all consumer accounts.
Oh, cool, cool. So it's a V2 authentication endpoint, and that supports both consumer and commercial. And basically, that opens up the Graph Explorer to be able to access both of them. That's great.
Yeah, and we've also made it accessible to people who might not have an administrator account. So for me, on my school account, I'm not an administrator of my school, but I can still log in and play with my data. Where before on Graph, I was just getting an error message saying I couldn't consent.
Right.
But now I can still access all of my own data. But if I try and do something that actually requires group permissions across my school, I get a little bit of a message saying, am I an admin? And if I am an admin, then I just hit yes, and it'll prompt me for those consents. And if I'm not an admin, it'll actually bring you to your developer tenant account. So you can create a developer tenant where you are an admin.
Oh, that's pretty great. So you're no longer blocked. If you are an Office 365, you have an Office 365 account, and you're a normal user, not an administrator, before you've got an error, now you can browse the Microsoft Graph through the Graph Explorer for the data that you can access, and for the data that you cannot access because it requires admin consent, then it will ask you whether you're an admin or give you the opportunity to create a new account where you can be an admin.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great. I mean, all of them are super exciting features, and you know, I can't wait to get that deployed into the graph.microsoft.io developer portal so developers can start using it and give us feedback around it. So thank you so much for the work that you've done this summer. I know people are going to be super excited around all of the different improvements that you added to the Graph Explorer.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, folks, and we'll see you next time.